Welcome to Ictus Dumaguete Daily Word. Stay tuned to get inspiration and hope for living through God's Word.
Today's devotion is taken from 1 John chapter 4, verse 13. Hereby know we that we dwell in Him, and He in us, because He hath given us of His Spirit. The title of today's devotional is Knowing God. We may know and should know that we are in a relationship to God and that we possess His life. That is the nature of the Christian life. John says, "Hereby know we." We know it, and we are certain of it. John's whole business in writing this letter is that we may have this knowledge. He further says, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God." That's in 1 John 5:13. Now we all possess this knowledge, and we must never be satisfied with anything less than that. This knowledge is to be the very essence of the New Testament teaching. What the Bible offers us is nothing less than this knowledge, that God is in us and we in Him, and we should not rest for a moment until we have it. We have no right to be certain that ye may know. Christians who are uncertain of these things are doing dishonor to the gospel of Jesus Christ, to the work of Christ upon the cross, and to His glorious resurrection. We must not rest until we have full and certain assurance, confidence, and jubilation. The whole of the New Testament has been written in order that we may have it, and I argue that this is something that really must be inevitable. I cannot understand anyone who not only lacks this certainty, but who would even be prepared to argue against such a certainty. As unbelievers, we are dead. We had no spiritual life. A Christian must be born again by faith in order to have the life of God in his soul. So is it possible that we can have such life in us and not know it? I say that is impossible. A thought to ponder. We must not rest until we have full and certain assurance, confidence, and jubilation.
To know more, visit www.ictusdumaguete.org or Facebook page ictusdumaguete-idnc.